This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Hey, sports fans, it's Mason Crosby.
And Rhys Crosby. If you enjoy football, and brotherly banter, be sure to check out Kicking It with the Crosbys.
Here's some stories from my NFL playing days, goofy conversations about everyday life, giving you entertaining lessons on the pitches across the pond, fun, relatable guests, and what it means to live life on purpose.
New episodes drop every Tuesday and Thursday. Be sure to subscribe to Kicking It with the Crosbys on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of people are upset at the amount of money that the Los Angeles Dodgers spent this offseason. They spent a lot of money this offseason. The Los Angeles Dodgers spent $445 million in baseball contracts. That's not counting what they've already given Shohei Ohtani. That's not counting any of the other money that they've already committed to players. That is simply what they have committed just this offseason on talent. The two teams that have the highest payroll in Major League Baseball, the Mets, have $321 million. The Dodgers have $313 million. That is at the top. You go all the way down to the bottom of the screen. The Miami Marlins spend $47 million. The average payroll in baseball is $150 million. You were telling me that the team that is at number one, as opposed to what the average is, the median in baseball is twice the amount. The Royals, they spend $117 million. The Mets spend $200 million more on their team and payroll and salary than the Royals. How is this a system that works for anybody? This is what confuses me the most about it is, yes, there are big market teams in baseball, the same way that there are in any sport that we follow. But it's way more small cities than big cities. How is this system working for you if you're Baltimore or Minnesota or Kansas City or Cincinnati or Milwaukee? Why haven't you guys teamed up? Why haven't you guys come together as a voting bloc and said, we're not doing this anymore. This system is not good for us. The NFL works because the rules are fair for everybody. It doesn't matter if you're in Kansas City or Green Bay or Jacksonville, you have the same opportunities to win as Los Angeles and New York. Now, that doesn't mean that you will win. It comes to other things. Luck, roster management, draft, talent evaluation. You still have to put the work in, but everybody is on the same playing field. Everybody's not on the same playing field in Major League Baseball. And this is the system that everybody is just signed up for and everybody's just fine with. So you're fine with the fact that a player can hit free agency and you have no chance to sign him? That's not the case in the NBA. Every team can sign every player in the league. Now, the player has a choice, but every team can sign every player. In football, every team can sign every player. You don't hear a situation in which Josh Allen's contract is coming up and you're thinking, well, he can't sign there. It's in Buffalo. No, he can sign in Buffalo. They can financially pay him. What are we doing here? How are we signed up for a system that if you're the Royals and you draft Aaron Judge, at some point you know you're not going to be able to keep him? That's not a viable way of team distribution. So obviously people are asking the commissioner, we're mad about this. What are you doing about this? Here's what he said.
The Dodgers have gone out and done everything possible, always within the rules that currently exist, to put the best possible team on the field, and I think that's a great thing for the game. That type of competitive spirit is what people want to see. By the same token, I said this at the owners' meetings, I'll say it again. It's clear that we have fans in some markets that are concerned about the ability of the team in their market to compete with the financial resources of the Dodgers. And I think if we've been consistent on one point, it is we try to listen to our fans on topics like this. And I have heard people on this, believe me. I get a lot of emails about it.
No one is saying that the Dodgers are circumventing the rules. We're saying that you need to change the rules. You need what football has. You need a salary cap ceiling. You also need a salary cap floor. That's what you need. Look at the NBA. The NBA, very viable in small markets. This maybe was a complaint 10, 20 years ago about the league, but through collective bargaining, the best team in the NBA is in Oklahoma City. Milwaukee has won a championship in the NBA. Denver has won a championship. Toronto has won a championship. Everybody's viable.